from Shaw and Partners, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
So I've got a theme here, the manufacturing, the services, and now you're going to roll out the old business opinion, eh?
Absolutely. So this is the New Zealand Institute of Economic Research. Yesterday released their latest quarterly survey of business opinion. Now, Mike, it's one of the more important business surveys. It's eagerly awaited, and it certainly forms part of the Reserve Bank sort of suite of information that informs their monetary policy decisions. So what's in this survey counts. The key issue, headline issue here, we've seen a lift in business confidence. That's consistent with those other recent surveys. The numbers that went to plus 12 from plus 1. And an important factor is, which is consistent across all these as well, you saw that fall in fuel prices, saw that towards the end of the survey period, sort of late June, early July. It also reveals that there's an element, I'm going to call it resilience, in firms' own trading activity in the second quarter. When I say resilience, the activity wasn't strong, still quite subdued, but it didn't get any worse. Remember, we were all worried about the Q2 things getting a lot worse. Well, it didn't. But from the point of view of implications for monetary policy, the Reserve Bank and interest rates, what it revealed about pricing intentions was notable. There was a big lift in pricing intentions. Now, I've been doing a lot of talks around the country recently. One of the things I've been pointing out is that we've seen at least 3 years of business profitability sort of being chipped away at. We can see evidence of margins being squeezed, and I've sort of postulated that once we see some growth, businesses will look to reclaim some of that lost margin. In other words, they're going to be tempted to put their prices up. So in the survey, we saw reported selling prices rose to plus 37 from plus 23 on a seasonally adjusted basis. But more importantly, firms' pricing intentions lifted to plus 54 from plus 43. Now, one of the pieces of analysis that came out yesterday, Mike, from the BNZ, they suggested that those sorts of levels in those two pieces of data there would be consistent with annual inflation around 5%. So those numbers are inflationary, potentially. Some of the other numbers, domestic trading activity, plus one from zero. That was that resilience I was talking about. Expected trading activity actually fell a little bit, plus 10 from plus 13. Business sector was the most pessimistic, although slightly less pessimistic than the previous quarter. Reported employment declined, and net 10% of firms reported that they had reduced staff numbers. To sort of sum it up, Mike, business activity fared a bit better than may have been expected. Some sectors feeling the pain, like construction, but pricing intentions raise concerns about potential inflationary pressures.
Indeed, which is ironically sort of what Paul Conway was on about yesterday as well, wasn't it?
Absolutely. So context was important. Now, I'm not sure whether there was any timing thing here, because in tandem yesterday, we had the chief economist of the RBNZ, Paul Conway, gave an on-the-record speech yesterday. It was entitled Finding Signal in the Inflation Noise. He was looking at how inflation expectations and price-setting behaviour will influence the path of interest rates. I did note in there, he sort of highlighted that they had reduced their forecast inflation numbers. At one stage, they were at 4.2 and 4.3% for the June and September quarter. They're now at 3.9 and 3.3. But in the face of that, we're seeing interest rates going up. There could now be some upside to that 3.3 because of what's happening in the last few days with the oil price going up. But the key message of this speech was, Mike, and I'll try to sort of simplify this, was the potential for persistent inflation. He was basically saying that we, the sort of general public and businesses, we pay more attention to inflation when it's high. When it's low, we don't sort of care about it. But when it's high, that has the potential or tendency to then increase our inflationary expectations. And this is the problem at the moment. So that's what they have to manage. It means they have to act firmly to bring those inflationary expectations down. And I just want to quickly, Mike, highlight what's happening in wholesale interest rates at the moment. They spiked up yesterday. The two-year swap rate, sort of that wholesale rate, if I go back to sort of June, it was around 3.25. I think 3.27 was the low. It's now at 3.7%, so it's up significantly. The five-year rate in June was around 3.6. It's now over 4%, so we're seeing wholesale rates going up.
Yeah. Numbers, please.
Sure. So the Dow Jones being dragged down by IBM. We've had banks overnight. They've had wonderful results. But the Dow Jones, IBM dragging that down. It's down 18 points, 52,480. The S&P 500 up 30 points, 0.4%, 7545. The Nasdaq up over 1%, 277 points, 26,160. The FTSE 100 overnight gained 0.3%, 10,529. The Nikkei up 500 points, 0.75%, 67743. The Shanghai Composite gained 1.36% overnight, 3,967. The Aussies yesterday barely moved, 8,808 was the close there. The NZX 50 lost 0.5%, 72 points, 13,651. The Kiwi dollar is reacting to our higher interest rates, 0.5811 against the US, 0.8329 against the Aussie, 0.5085 euro, 0.4342 pounds, 94.22 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $4,063. And Brent crude, even though Trump, as we inevitably thought he would, backed off that initial theme of charging people to go through the strait, hasn't brought Brent crude down much, though. It's $84.58.
Catch up tomorrow, mate. Andrew Kelleher, Shaw and Partners.